Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 583 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 10 days after death. Many things retard digestion. Much depends upon the particular stomach and its affinity for particular foods. There is a cycle of acidity and in the progress of digestion that increases and then later it goes down. Food that is not thoroughly emulsified will remain in the stomach indigestly. Cabbage like that, states Exhibit G, and wheat bread might remain in the stomach until the process of digestion is complete, which ordinarily would be from 3.5 to 4 hours. They might pass through the body undigested. A formaldehyde embalming preparation would destroy the pancreatic juices and also the pepsin in the stomach. The probability is that some of the hydrochloric acid and maltose found upon an examination of the stomach in such a case would in no way determine how long food has been in the stomach. If upon the postmortem above described, it was found that the epithelium had been so affected that it had been removed from the wall of the vagina in several places, and upon a microscopic test of the wall of the vagina, it was found that some of the small blood vessels had congested blood in them, these facts would not necessarily indicate violence of any kind during life, it being also known that had been a digital examination by the physician just after death and before embalming, and that the physician performing the postmortem had removed the wall of the vagina with his hand and scissors. Any epithelium could be very easily stripped after death. The digital examination could have stripped it. So could the removal for purposes of postmortem examination. If the subject had had a menstrual period a day or two before death, and she was found in the act of menstruating at the time of death, this would account for the congested blood vessels, and it would also make the epithelium much easier to strip. Even with, if an opinion could be expressed as to violence before death, it would be impossible to say that it occurred from 5 to 15 minutes before death. From an examination of the private parts of Leo M. Frank, he appears to be a perfectly normal man, a black eye.